Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music every Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And we're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my opportunity each week to play for you songs I just love. And occasionally I put in something odd, a poem, a reading, a joke. And I call that a wombat. I've got a wombat for you tonight. Two, in fact, just little short quotes, which I enjoyed. And I'm going to start right off with Johnny Cash singing Orange Blossom Special. Johnny Cash is probably the king of country music in my lifetime. And he married June Carter. And June Carter was from the Carter family of Carter Fold, just about 35 miles away. If you haven't been to Carter Fold on Saturday night, you ought to go. It's a great experience. Down home, good music, good people, clogging. It's just it's a wonderful thing. And I have a friend who used to go frequently and said she'd seen Johnny Cash there twice. He just would show up with no warning. He'd come in and put on quite a show for them. I had never saw him there. I was only there a couple times and once before he died, but he didn't happen to show up when I was there. But this is Johnny Cash and Orange Blossom Special. Orange Blossom Special is a classic fiddle bluegrass tune, but this time it doesn't do a lot of fiddling. It's there's a harmonica play in there and Johnny Cash, and this is I get a kick out of this recording, so I hope you do too. Here's Johnny Cash singing Orange Blossom Special.
Look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Florida and get some sand in my shoes, or maybe California and get some sand in my shoes. I'll ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues.
Say, man, when are you going back to Florida?
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. Don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do, die, do, die, do, die, do, die, do, die.
Hey, talk about her rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about her traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special rolling down the seaboard line.
That was the Orange Blossom Special by Johnny Cash. And I love that. And I mentioned he was married to June Carter in Carter Fold. The last time I went to Carter Fold was to hear Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. And that's the next song. They'll be playing Scissors and Paper. They're a young couple. He is a master musician, banjo player, guitar player, etc., with a good voice. And she, Heather, has one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. And this is a song they put together. I think she wrote this, Scissors and Paper. And it's a simple song about a simple life. And I enjoy it. So I like her voice. and also the backup is just perfect. So that's Tony Mabe. Here we are with Heather Berry and Tony Mabe playing Scissors and Papers.
I'll get me some scissors and paper and cut out a picture of you, some paint or some crayons to color your hair and capture your eyes baby blue. All I need is scissors and paper to cut out a likeness of you. Scissors and paper will do. A white picket fence and a cottage, together we'll be quite a team. Chairs and a table where we'll sit and cut out our dreams. I'll get me some scissors and paper until all my dreaming comes true. A wedding, a home, and some babies. Scissors and paper will do. All I need is scissors and paper.
Scissors and Paper by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. Just good stuff. And now we're in the same kind of bag, I guess. This is Tim Erickson. Tim Erickson is a very versatile musician, but very strong in all sorts of bluegrass and old-timey and that sort of thing. Had a strong influence on movies recently. And this is him singing Amazing Grace. And it's not the traditional tune. It's a different tune. And I like it.
town that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
How's that for an ending? I think he's doing echo things with his voice. I want to read you a little write-up on a group he leads. It's called Cordelia's Dad. And just to give you an idea of his the range of his music, this is what an article says about Cordelia's Dad. Cordelia's Dad combines old-time music and punk rock influences to create a unique sound. The Village Voice described the band as semi-reformed punks turned shape note singers, recently gone entirely acoustic, but buzzing with metaphorical electricity. The band has released 9 full-length albums. That's Cordelia's Dad that Tim Erickson plays with. quite a interesting mix. Next up is another country song. This is Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, accompanied by David Grisman. Ralph Stanley, of course, is one of the finest Virginia folk music singers, country music singers of the last century. And this song was one that was popular back in the 60s. Peter, Paul, and Mary Kingston Trio, I think, all did versions of it. But this is a more down-to-earth, rooty kind of version. This is All Good Times Are Past and Gone.
I heard your little lying tongue. All the good times have passed and gone. All the good times are o'er. All the good times have passed and gone. Little darling, don't you weep no coming around the bend. It's taken me away from this lonesome old town to never return again. All the good times have passed and gone. All the good times are o'er. All the good times have passed and gone.
gone. Little darling, don't you weep no more. If ever I've had a friend in this world, you've been a friend to me. All the good times have passed and gone, all the good times are o'er. All the good times have passed and gone, little darling, don't you weep no more. All the good times have passed and gone. Little darling, don't you weep no more. Little darling, don't you weep no more.
That was Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys and David Grossman singing All the Good Times Are Past and Gone in classic old-timey style. Now's a good time for a wombat. As you know, this show is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and occasionally I put in something I call a wombat, that is, something not musical. So tonight I have a quote for you, and a little story that goes with it. Actually, I have two quotes. The first one is that last week, I work on campus here as the instructional technologist, and among the things I do is assist instructors with computers and projectors in class, and I went in a class last week, and I had a little trouble. The computer didn't work. I had to go get another computer, and it was kind of annoying, and when it was over, one of the students, actually a student assistant who was working the class too, came up to me, and he said something like, I don't know why that computer didn't work. I used it last week for a couple of hours. It worked fine. And I said, yeah, you know, it's Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law always applies, and he said, yeah, I like the military version better. And I said, oh, what's that? And he proceeded to tell me what he called the military version of Murphy's Law. And I would call it Murphy's Law with an attitude. But I liked it a lot, so I'm going to share it with you. He had to keep explaining it to me till I got it, so I'll explain it to you. He said, the easy way is always mind. I said, mind? He said, you know, like landmines. The easy way is always going to have landmines. I said, oh. He said, and if the easy way isn't mind, then it's probably an ambush. And if the easy way isn't mind and it isn't an ambush, you're probably going the wrong way. I don't know. It just spoke to me. I thought, now there's Murphy's attitude with an attitude with the deck is stacked against you. I've repeated that quote to a number of people, and some like it a lot, and some stare at me blankly and don't get it. It just doesn't mean anything to them. Sorry. The other quote, last night, or at a dinner party, I shared that quote, and a friend across the table, well, I have one I like, he said. He said, how do you like this? He said, fairy tales do not teach children that there are dragons. Children already know there are dragons. Fairy tales teach them that they can slay dragons. I thought that was great, too. So that's my my wombat for the evening, is a couple of quotes. And now we're going to move on to Michelle Schacht singing Anchorage, which is just a good story. It's a story of two friends. And Michelle Schacht is a folk singer, and I love the way she got her stage name. She was arrested at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, and when they asked for her name, she jokingly made up the name Me Shell Schacht. You know, I'm shell-shocked. So she said, Michelle Schacht. And she liked the name, so she kept it as her stage name. So now she performs as Michelle shocked. Her real name, let's see, let me find her. Her real name is Karen Michelle Johnston, and she's from Dallas, Texas. Anyway, this is Anchorage and a story of a friendship.
I took time out to write to my old friend. I walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska. She said, "Hey girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years, you know, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and roll in Asia. We was wild then. Hey Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Hey girl, I think the last time I saw you was on me and Leroy's wedding day. What was the name of that love song you played? I forgot how it goes. I don't recall how it goes. Got a better job, so we moved. Kevin lost his tooth, now he started school. I got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, girl, I think I'm a housewife. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, send a picture. Leroy says, hello. Leroy says, I'll keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage. Anchored down in Anchorage.
That was Anchorage by Michelle Shocked. Next up is Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, two Irish singers, singing a song called Arthur McBride, and it tells a story too. This was back in the time when England was recruiting soldiers to go fight in France, and a recruiting sergeant bumped into two young Irishmen and tried to recruit them, and they didn't respond well. That's to say the least. I'll let you listen to the song. Now, what's particularly interesting to me in this song is not only is it a great story and well told, is the tune. I found the tune hypnotic, and I got it in my head, and I have to be going to a summer camp for a week, and on the camp was a friend, Zoe Hart, who also likes to sing. And so I taught her this song, and we went around all week, and we would meet each other and sang whatever we had to say to the tune, like, oh, hello there, Zoe, how is your day going? I'm having such fun working with the kids. Whatever we had to say, we'd put it to the tune of this song. And so the song is firmly embedded in my memory. And maybe after you hear it, you may be stuck with this tune, too. but it's the story I like better even than the tune.
Says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife. And he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the mend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although the jewel offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance on dangers we barter, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side. We flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my pride, and tampered their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his pout, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and batted a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs. While we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits. For we were the lads who would give them hard clothes and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and my cousin Juan Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
That was Arthur McBride by Andy Irving and Paul Brady. And quite a story. I have a little more to tell you about. In fact, story time. when I was younger, my first job after the Army, they didn't have these little cassette recorders that you have. And so there was no way easy to record anything. When I left that job, they gave me a gift. And they knew it was something I'd like. It was a portable tape recorder, reel to reel. I think it used 12 C batteries, the great big heavy batteries. And but it was great because then I could record things without having, you know, out in the field somewhere, I could record a musician, which up until then only professionals could do. Shortly thereafter, within a year or two, the cassette recorders came out. What a change. So, and I used to carry one with me everywhere. And one day I was driving across the George Washington Bridge, actually in New York, and I overheard a snippet of a song that I really liked. And I got my little cassette recorder and recorded that little snippet. And then I couldn't find out what it was. And for years, I went around humming it to people and stuff. And finally, one year, I sang part to a guy. I said, oh, I know that song. That's Arthur McBride. He said, I sing that song. And that's how I found out this Arthur McBride song, which I later learned and performed. And I love the song. But it took me 2.5 years to track it down because all I had was a snippet. Next up is Kathy Mattea. Kathy Mattea is a country singer with great success. She's sung duets with almost every major singer in the world, I think, and has a beautiful voice, beautiful style. I do a number of her songs. I like her songs a lot. This one is Asking Us to Dance, and it's a joyful song. It's a song about the universe asking us to dance. So who could refuse? I wouldn't. This is Kathy Mattea singing Asking Us to Dance.
There's a full moon up and rising, and there's a whisper of a breeze blowing through the tangled silver hanging from the cypress trees. There's a river made of moonlight flowing clear across the lake, and there's a million stars just waiting to fall for any wish we make. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. There'll be time enough tomorrow to get back to our daily bread. But there's something about this evening that's put this notion in my head that heaven and the earth are meeting tonight upon this very spot. And all the things on earth worth having, the things that we've already got. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't very often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance.
That was Kathy Mattea asking us to dance. And I got carried away there. Next up is another very happy song to me. This is John Denver singing Baby You Look Good to Me Tonight. And picture a truck driver on the road coming into an all-night cafe and tired and asking for a cup of coffee and seeing someone, a woman he's never seen before, and just lighting up and able to break through the normal distance and establish contact and a friendship that, with a little luck, is going to last. So this is Baby You Look Good to Me Tonight by John Denver.
Been out on this highway now 5 days in a row. The words all run together and the feet are moving slow. Gotta stop and eat while it's still light. It's a local angel sitting on my right. Do you believe in love at first sight? Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, and I'd be polite if I had the time. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Tomorrow I'll be good and gone, please don't make me wait that long. Baby, you look good to me tonight. I get off at 11, she said, and walked away. She poured a cup of coffee and she brought it on the tray. She said it would be nice if you could stay. You're the best idea I've had all day. Usually I put up a fight. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, but I grinned at her as I ate my pie. I said, baby, you look good to me tonight. Thought I must be in a dream when she asked me if I wanted cream. Baby, you look good to me tonight. All in all, you know it's not a bad life on the road. You got wheels to roll and lucky stars above. Your destiny's your own, you go as far as you can go. If there's time for sleep, it's time to make love. And I saw, I conquered, and I rode off in sun. You know the look she left me with keeps telling me she won. Her face is the only thing I see, whispering those words of prophecy. Well, it may come easy, but it won't come free. You're never gonna see the last of me. Baby, you look good to me. I was born to love, now can't you see? Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, but I take the time to satisfy. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Oh, baby, you look good to me tonight.
Baby, you look good to me tonight. That's a story of falling in love. You'll never see the last of me, she says. And in that story, he won't. She's in his heart forever. Next up is another love song. This one's a little different. It's Randy Travis singing Before You Kill Us All. And I'll let you figure out the relationship here. It's a little more complicated than the last one, that's for sure. But this is Randy Travis.
All my fault, but baby, come.
Baby Come Back Before You Kill Us All by Randy Travis. The goldfish are floating on the top of the bowl. A dog just lies around, moans, and won't eat. And the cat's down to just three more lives. Things are rough. So, please come back. Help Randy Travis. Next up is a happier song. This is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, accompanied by Sam Bush, Bruce Hornsby, and Jeff Hanna. And they're singing Bayou Jubilee. Well, it's a Cajun rhythm, Cajun song, and good times in the bayou. Bayou Jubilee. The Bayou Jubilee by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, along with Sam Bush, Bruce Hornsby, and Jeff Hanna. They were having a good time. Next up is traditional country music, popular country music, A Better Man by Clint Black. And this is a story of a love that didn't last, but he was able to leave with his pride intact, I'd say, and feel good about it, which is no small feat. Having been through a few breakups myself, I can tell you that I can't always, I didn't always feel this way. I wish I did, but he did. And this is Clint Black singing A Better Man.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you. I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
Clint Black singing A Better Man. And I wish we could all leave our relationships feeling like that. Next up, I'm going to play Adele. Adele hit the stage big time 2 or 3 years ago. First time I heard this song, which is called Rolling, it blew me away. I just thought it was one of the most wonderful songs I'd ever heard. I really was addicted on the spot. And then I went to YouTube and saw the video goes with it, and I thought it was even better. Adele has come on strong since then. She's now a well-known performer. She performed at the Academy Awards. And I won't have time to play the full song, so I'll play part of it this week, and then next week I will start the show with Adele singing Rolling. So here we go. We're going to start Adele singing Rolling. Rolling in the Deep is the full name of the song.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
Thank you.
Well, that's Adele singing Rolling in the Deep, and we'll start next week's show with that song. And I want to wish you all a good week. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to encourage you to do this week what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.